Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Tonight on Nightly Pop.
The main chorus is served.
I have never seen been more turned off by such attractive people.
I do remember a pillow. I think that was actually a Jennifer suggestion.
I would need no pillow.
This is very alarming to me.
Guys don't care pre-sex. But as soon as we have sex, we're looking around like, look at this messy bitch.
I would like to use this opportunity to say on national television, my rabbi f***ed my bridesmaid at my wedding.
What? Fly to bed with us starting right now. Is out, but Hunter never misses a hump day.
No, it's my favorite day.
Yeah, I was wondering why you was walking around with that W on your chest earlier.
Yeah.
And podcast queen Jackie Schimmel is back.
Oh, podcast queen.
Yes. Let's get started because last night's Bachelor in Paradise ended with 3 engagements. But before that, the couples headed off to the Fantasy Suites, and once again, food played a very key role.
No toes.
Not this time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I like that.
The main chorus is served.
Okay.
Is it good? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I know we're supposed to be talking about all the food, but like, I have never seen been more turned off by such attractive people. They're using these tacos in every situation. I mean, I love tacos too, but damn, not between my sheets.
Yeah, he was holding the tacos like it was actually his d*** in a taco kind of thing. Like, that's what I thought it was gonna be. And I thought to myself, that's not bad. That's cute. But he didn't do that. Instead, he just brought tacos back, which to me is crazy. Because for one, tacos are not a pre-sex food.
Not at all.
Not if you're doing certain things, it's not.
No.
Not
if you're... You know.
It's not. Can I ask you guys a question? Whipped cream, does this play a part in your bedroom activities? Because I've always thought it's a little overrated.
I have lactose problems,
Sexy.
Anyway, Jake Gyllenhaal went on Howard Stern to talk about his experience doing a sex scene with Jennifer Aniston almost 20 years ago. So he said that he had a crush on her at the time, and they definitely had an interesting technique to keep him from getting too excited.
I do remember a pillow technique was used. That was just preemptive and used generally always when actually in a horizontal place in that movie.
Who taught you that? Was that a Lee Strasberg kind of move?
I think that was actually a Jennifer suggestion. I think she was actually very kind to suggest it before we began. Yes.
Wow. Yeah. She said, young man, you might need a pillow here. And
No, she was like, I'm putting a pillow here. That was it. Wow. That was all she said. Yeah. I think I remember.
Oh, my God.
He's so damn hot. I can't even take it.
I would need no pillow. I would be offended, by the way, if there was not a little. I'm like, really?
For
Are
real.
You sure?
Yeah.
Nothing?
No pillow necessary. But do you really think, like, you can't be professional? Like, it's not a sexy environment when you're on set. There's a bed here. Imagine they're putting a bed right here and saying doing sex scene.
All of that sounds more sexy to me. So I
Hunter.
Maybe I'm different, but I do think that Jake Gyllenhaal is a professional. Jennifer Aniston's obviously a professional. I think the pillow is just like a little bit of like, hey, you're probably not going to get a bean dog, but just in case.
A what?
A bean dog?
What does that even mean?
That's what my family calls them, bean dogs, or old tater sticks. Anyway, point is, I probably would have needed a pillow too. Mm-hmm. No way I'm letting Jake Gyllenhaal dry hump me without getting a boner.
But would you need like a goose down with a little more flexibility on memory foam?
Silky. I want something with very little friction, you know?
Memory I guess foam. It would be hard to do a, can you imagine like having a Hollywood crush and then you get cast in a movie with that person? Like, ugh. Jake would have to stop me from coming into his trailer, baby. I'm gonna be lurking around everywhere like, you need a snack? Like,
do you want to rehearse one more
time? Is your toilet okay? I'm a legend. Like, I'm doing anything I can.
But genuinely, think about your celebrity crush. Let's say it's Jake Gyllenhaal. Okay. You're doing a scene with him and he's making out.
I'm already
sweating. Yeah, he's making out with you. Passionately. Ooh. And he's whispering in your ear all the things you want to hear. Stop. You're telling me.
Aren't you getting a little like,
thank God I have a pillow.
So listen, Meghan Trainor just admitted that she likes to go to the bathroom with her husband quite frequently. This is an interesting kink. So Meghan was on Spotify's Why Won't You Date Me podcast with her brother. And then she explained why she has toilets that are side by side.
They poop together.
I can only poop in public if Daryl's with me and he's blocking the door. We just got a new house and we did construction. nobody knows this, but in our bathroom, there was one toilet. And a lot of times in the middle of the night when we're with the baby, like we got to pee at the same time. So I was like, can we please have two toilets next to each other?
All right. Well, you're married, Jackie. Yeah. Do you and your husband poop around each other?
I will barely in the same hemisphere as my husband. Yeah. He needs to be in the completely opposite side of the house. If I hear footsteps, it's over.
Like you lock the door.
I make him leave the hotel. Like, I'm like, you gotta go. Like, get in a cab, get the fuck out of here.
You're like, I told you that whipped cream wasn't a good idea.
I have lactose problems, Andrew. Yes, yeah. No, absolutely
that's
not.
That's a little, oh, I know, Hunter, you have very strong feelings about women and I know you don't like it.
I don't think I'm too extreme. My viewpoint is, if a woman poops in my bathroom, I've got to renovate the bathroom afterwards. New tiles.
Where is she supposed to go?
During the renovation?
Yeah.
Okay.
I genuinely don't really care.
Side by side toilets to me is a special kind of sickness.
Oof. Disgusting.
You can't be away from each other for 5-10 minutes.
I hate it.
20 if you're on your phone.
Jesus.
Anyway, Daniel Craig made his debut as James Bond back in a Speedo in 2006's Casino Royale. God damn it, this
is... Do you understand why you don't make fun of me in the beginning?
Shut up. All right, so Daniel Craig made... Set!
Daniel Craig made his debut as James Bond in a Speedo back in 2006's Casino Royale. But Daniel told SiriusXM's Radio Andy why he's hanging up his iconic swimsuit. Let me know if you need anything else.
Where is that square cut Speedo? Where is it?
I don't know. It might be in the Bond archive.
Will you ever wear a square cut Speedo again?
I don't think so.
You're done.
I mean, listen, I like a square cut Speedo, I have to say.
You but do? Really?
On the older man, it just gets a little, you know, weird.
Yes.
I like the square cut better, I think.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it's. I'm not a fan of the other ones.
I really hate a long board short, too. It's so...
Oh, you don't like a long board short?
There I think go. If it gets into spant territory, it's not sexy.
This is sexy. It does look good.
I like it.
Yeah. What do you prefer, Hunter?
I just like that he's got a class about him where he knows that old men shouldn't be wearing Speedos. Like, I feel like American men don't know that. I feel like American men wait till they're 75 and then they go, you know what would look good now? A Speedo.
Yeah.
Dumbasses.
I don't feel like most American men wear Speedos. I don't feel like that's something I see hardly ever.
You go to Florida, you'll be surprised.
I was going to say, go to Boca, baby. You'll see it.
I have my stepdad's stepdad, so pretty far removed and very awkward relationship. He's an old man with no teeth. His name's Jack. And he would come over to our family house when there was kids and everyone around. Nobody would be going in the pool. It was not a pool day. And he would bring his Speedo out and walk around all day wearing a Speedo. And he would get in the pool and he would talk to my cousin. was a lady, and he'd be like, Tara, why'd you get the pool with me?
Were his beanbags showing?
Not blood related, so it's not weird.
It's weird. This is
guys.
Somebody call the FBI. Anyway, I'm traumatized and we have to take a break. Coming up, if you like a guy with big thighs, he might be hiding something tiny below.
Oh.
Plus, a woman goes on a deadly date. That's next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, so living with a stranger can be tough, especially when you're married to them. That's what Brian is learning on Lifetime's Married at First Sight. He sat down with his sister to talk about sharing a home with his new wife.
When we went to the honeymoon, her bathroom was chaos.
This is very alarming to me. Like, what happens if we stay together and this is a that I get to worry about, man? Like,
this was the honeymoon?
If you had this beautiful Victoria's Secret model in front of you and she was leaving her dishes in the sink, would it bother you?
I'd probably do the dishes with a smile.
I would slap him.
She looks out of his league.
Yeah, she's pretty.
Agreed.
What does he think he looks like to say something like that? Are men crazy?
Yes.
Yeah. Are y'all okay?
No.
But also, women don't value our looks as much as men value your looks. I think because you guys are less shallow. So, he thinks he's bringing something else to the equation. Maybe he's got something that women really care about, like a great personality, or he's smart, or he's got money. That outfit is money, you know?
Yeah.
The more I talk to men, the more I realize the less you guys know about women.
Yeah, the more I talk, the more I realize that too.
Okay.
As I was watching this, I'm a little triggered because I think I might be that woman.
I just think it's normal. We have a lot of stuff. Like, I have five different facial cleansers. You know what I mean?
But you need five different facial cleansers?
Yes.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
You do.
Okay, don't want to get into this argument, right?
I have a few times had guys want to come over, and I'll say, you know, I've been working all week. I just got back out of town. My place is messy. They could give a f*** less. Like, I've never had a guy say, I'm not coming over because you got dishes in the sink.
That's because you're hot, Nina.
Yeah, it's because you're a smoke show.
Okay.
You give bean dogs all day. But let me just say this. I want to say this. The guys don't care. The guys don't care pre-sex. But as soon as we have sex, we're looking around like, look at this messy bitch.
Fair.
Let's move on to Vanderpump Rules. The fellas hit the gym and everyone is admiring Brock's thick thighs. But then they spark a very important conversation.
Dude, these things are ham hogs, dude.
Yeah, I got these ones, man.
The problem with those big, beautiful legs is that they're perspective manipulators. So no matter how big your junk is, they're gonna look small in comparison.
It's normal.
I'm just kidding. Perfect thigh to junk ratio has been on my mind for a long time. You see, the ideal ratio between thigh to junk is 1:1.618. So if we analyze the relationship between the two variables, area of the thigh and area of the junk, we can establish an equation to maximize the perceived appearance of the junk. Luckily, I went to Florida State.
I love that Tom Schwartz is like playing Goodwill Hunting with his little d*** equation. We're like, what the f*** is going on?
This is all about him trying to justify the fact that his penis is probably small.
Maybe.
It's also why I don't work out thighs very often, you know? A lot of people say I have small legs, and I go, thank you.
Yeah, I think it's more of an energy thing, not to like bring it back to BDE, because that's, you
it's
know,
also
so
energy
2019.
For sure.
BDE?
Yeah.
That
old bean dog energy?
Okay. Yeah. So, how many times are you going to work bean dog in today?
What
such a bizarre word.
What's my energy in
the
that
BDE?
Regard? Yeah.
7.5.
Ooh. I'll give you a 7.7.
Okay. It's like the price is right over here.
Yeah.
I like this.
All right, guys. guys, we got to catch up a little bit on Love & Hip Hop Miami. So Sukiyana and her fiance Bill got into a heated argument about her music career, and she wants her man to stay out of her business.
You is not in the business. Them is in the business. I'm not like the bitch that you the
bitch with. That's famous.
I'm not the, no, not just famous, but I'm that girl and I'm that bitch.
I don't give a
don't make me call your ass out acting like you too good. Get the out of my car then.
I think we need security.
He being real disrespectful. I don't like that because it's not how he is. No, because somebody probably gave him the impression that I was finna play him on camera. I don't move like that.
He talking about that. You ain't break up with
me. No, he said it, and you ain't break up with me. Let's get him mother straight. Yeah, let's get him straight. This you gonna put a ring on my finger, hoe? Get the out of my car.
Get him out of here.
Whoa. I like them. It's like me and my husband on the way to Home Depot. Feels familiar.
What do you guys argue about on the way to Home Depot?
It's mostly one-sided. Sometimes a bitch just feels like tussling, you know?
I know that's right! Have you ever picked a fight to have hot sex?
If you're my partner, you might pick a fight with me thinking this is gonna lead to hot sex, and I just start weeping.
Oh, no. Oh, God, yeah. We gotta work on that.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, as if we needed to worry about more things, apparently our outfits are out to get us. A woman in North Carolina contracted a bacterial infection from wearing high-waisted denim shorts after an 8-hour date. So the wedgie rash was so bad that she ended up in the ER. Apparently, she almost died. She sat in pain for 8 hours trying to be cute. And it came back to haunt her.
Honestly, I've been there. I mean, I haven't been hospitalized, but there's one pair of jean shorts that makes me look like I have an ass. And after about an hour and a half, I am shifting and I'm very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I feel something is not right.
Yeah.
But you
it
ride that wave.
You know what I do?
What? Please tell me.
If I'm wearing pants that I know are gonna just be like, they could irritate.
Inside of you? Yeah.
I just, you know, I just take a probiotic.
Wow.
It works.
Dr. Nina.
It works.
This has changed my whole life.
What is to prevent stuff?
Yeah, Hunter, stop glazing.
Yeah, oh, really? You talked about your big
beanbag.
Dog hamburger,
hey,
whatever.
Watch your language
that, whatever
on
you
the show.
About, and I can't talk about a probiotic, whatever you called it.
I would rather go to the ER and die than be on an 8-hour day and not have any pants come off.
All right, you guys, we got to take another break. But coming up, would you bring your baby to a strip club? Plus, newlyweds admit to spying on their wedding guests. Hey, the debater is next. As long as people have stupid opinions, we are going to have something to say about it. Hater Debater is here. Okay, our first debate. Is it okay to bring your kid to work if you manage a strip club? So a mom posted this video to TikTok and said people judge her for it, but she says that her son loves being at the club.
Yeah, he does.
I bet.
Yeah, he does.
Look at these photos.
He goes, look at all these bottles.
Oh. Hunter.
I think it's cute.
You do?
Kind of. He's a baby. What does he know? Is he gonna like have childhood trauma because
of this? This just seems maybe she doesn't have anyone to watch the baby, but this seems like a lot to subject your baby to. Even if she was at a restaurant, I would think it's too much. Look, oh my gosh, look at this picture.
Is that, oh my God, he's on the pole.
This is Hunter as a baby.
It's Magic
That's
Mike.
Hunter.
That's me now. Everybody knows the rule is you go to a strip club with your baby, you leave it in the car, you crack the windows open.
Okay, okay. We're moving on. No.
I said crack the windows.
Okay. Moving on, a woman says her husband's alarm goes off for an hour before he needs to wake up. Then he resets the alarm to go off every 5 minutes for the next hour. He claims it's the only way that he won't be late to work. She says he's being inconsiderate. Pots.
It's ridiculous. One and done, baby. That's it.
You really? That's living on the wild side, just one and done.
One and done on a vibrate, and I'm up.
What?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine.
Are you kidding me?
Ready to rumble.
Oh, I could never. I would sleep through everything.
Yeah, I feel like some people just have that natural sleep cycle. I set my Echo. And then what I'll do.
Humble brag.
And then when I wake up, I go, Echo. Another 20 minutes, baby. And then it sets it up for another 20 minutes, and then I'll wake up.
So you don't set your phone at all, just your Echo?
No, I try and keep my phone out of the room at night.
Oh, gosh. Because yeah, really, I really live a life of luxury, don't
Elegant.
You?
Yeah.
I am the person who has 10 alarms. I need my alarm to wake up, break dance on my face, sit back down, make me coffee, get back. Like, I need my alarm to come through the buildings like it's Little John to wake me up. Yeah, yeah. But I do have a friend who's also in the news, and she has to get up very early. I think her call times are like 4 a.m. And she sleeps in a separate room from her husband because he doesn't have to be up until like 9 o'clock. So she actually, during the week, they don't sleep in the same bed because he's just like, this is too much. So yeah. I get it being annoying, but you got to do what you got to do.
I hope I marry somebody in news then. That sounds great.
That's why we would never be compatible. I like an alarm.
Well, we'd figure it out.
Okay. Okay, so next, a bride and groom informed their guests that if they wanted a piece of cake, they'd have to pay $5 per slice. But it gets worse. They even billed a guest for taking a second slice without paying. And did they have proof through security cameras?
The fact that they spent their first night as newlyweds, like, reviewing security footage, true story, I did that with my husband.
You did?
I would like to use this opportunity to say on national television, my rabbi f***ed my bridesmaid at my wedding.
What?
I swear to God, I'm so happy I get to say that on television.
Wait, tell
That's
us
amazing.
Everything.
Yeah, tell us what happened.
Okay, so this is what happened. By the way, it's totally kosher. It's fine. Totally fine. We had a really hot rabbi, okay? They were dry humping on the dance floor. My whole family's like, what the f*** going on? He lost our marriage license because they were so f***ed up, dry humping on the side of the venue, and they had sex.
Where did they have sex?
At the hotel room that I put the rabbi up in.
Oh, my.
I know.
This sounds like the best wedding ever.
It was unbelievable. And then they got caught by the security guard at the hotel because they were, like, you know, doing weird on the property. So I can relate to this couple, but I didn't charge for cake. Anyways. True story.
We gotta hang out more.
We really do.
This sounds like fun. Yeah. Also, where's the rabbi these days?
He moved.
Nina's like, I've been interested in Judaism.
He like runs a temple somewhere. Literally, I love him. I would hire him to do my kids' bat mitzvahs, everything.
All right, well guys, look, sadly, we are out of time.
No!
Yeah.
No!
But you can catch Jackie hosting the Bitch Bible Podcast every week. Thank you so much for joining us,
Jackie.
All right, guys, we'll see you tomorrow night with a brand new Nightly Pop. Make sure you set your DVRs. Bye!